Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ningne Nem Hang Singh with the evening bulletin. The headlines: Nagaland government holds roundtable conference with partner countries and states of 25th Hornbill Festival. India head of Welsh government, Michelle Thieker, urges for preservation and strengthening of bond between Nagas and Welsh people. Commissioner and Secretary Anoop Kinchi says every possible effort to be provided for development of medicinal plants in Nagaland. And Assam State Foundation Day celebrated at Raj Bhavan Kohima under Ek Bharat Shreshtha Bharat initiative. Now the news in detail. Nagaland government today held a roundtable conference with partner countries and partner states of the 25th edition of Hornbill Festival at Bamboo Hall in Kisama. Chairing the program, Chairman of Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland and advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta called upon the visiting dignitaries to look beyond the traditional and cultural aspects and delve into the economic prospects and opportunities that Nagaland has to offer. Advisor for Agriculture Mathang Yantan emphasized on the importance of marketing networks and building of infrastructure for post-harvest producers. Advisor for Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu said the strength of Nagaland lies in the young and talented people whose creativity and hard work is no lesser than others. Ambassador of Peru to India Javier Manuel Polinich Velarde spoke on the importance of people-to-people connection between the Republic of Peru and the Nagas due to its shared similarities in culture and traditions. Joint Secretary of Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, Rennie Wilfred, gave a presentation on areas where the state can build collaboration and partnership with the visiting country and state partners. He also mentioned that Nagaland is a tri-junction and gateway to Southeast Asia. During the meeting, two Memorandum of Understanding MOU were signed between the Department of Higher Education, Government of Nagaland and Salesforce.com India Private Limited, and another MOU between the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland and Om Shield Foods. The World War II Peace Rally commemorating the historic Battle of Kohima was held at the World War II Museum Complex at Naga Heritage Village in Kisama today. The rally, envisioned by Chief Minister Nipi Rio, highlighted the importance of using history to promote peace. Speaking at the rally as a chief guest, India head of the Welsh government and partner country representative Michelle Thieker lauded the shared bond between the Nagas and the Welsh people, urging for the preservation and strengthening of this connection. He expressed hope that the event would serve as a bridge of peace and goodwill between the two communities, showcasing unity as a message to the world. Chief Minister Nipi Rio described the Battle of Kohima as a pivotal moment in Naga history, underscoring the devastating impact of war and the transformative power of peace. Mr. Rio stressed the need for Nagaland to advocate peace within the state, neighboring regions and the global community. The event saw participation from global and local dignitaries. Later, Chief Minister Rio gave away the prizes to the winners. Commissioner and Secretary for Health and Family Welfare Nagaland Anoop Kinchi has asserted that every possible effort will be provided from the government for development and progress of medicinal plants sector in the state. Mr. Kinchi was speaking after inaugurating the exhibition stall for State Medicinal Plants Board and National Ayush Mission under the initiative of Ayush Wing Directorate of Health and Family Welfare at Medicinal Herbal Garden in Kisama yesterday. Mr. Kinchi encouraged the Ayush staff to make every effort to uplift people's health and livelihood, stating that medicinal plants available naturally have immense potential to be a source of sustenance for the Nagas. Assam State Foundation Day was celebrated at Raj Bhavan Kohima today under the Ek Bharat Shreshtha Bharat initiative. Speaking at the celebration, Nagaland Governor Laganesan said, "Beyond economics, Assam's contribution to India's cultural richness is incomparable." On the relation between Assam and Nagaland, he said that this gathering signifies the strong connection between Assam and Nagaland and highlights the Assamese community's invaluable contribution to our shared heritage. Stating that the bond of friendship between the Nagas and the Assamese is rooted in cultural, historical and geographical proximities, the governor said both communities have interacted over centuries, fostering mutual respect and understanding. Laganesan emphasized that despite occasional differences, like any neighboring states, the focus should remain on harmonious relations and shared prosperity. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. On the second day of the 25th Hornbill Festival, Department of Art and Culture showcased cultural extravaganza from the 18 tribes of Nagaland under the theme Cultural Connect. A cultural troupe from Mizoram also performed the Tseraw dance on the occasion. The cultural performances are a key highlight of the Hornbill Festival, with all the troupes showcasing various traditional dances and songs that celebrate the rich heritage of Nagaland. Additionally, each tribe is presenting one commemorative performance on different days throughout the festival, highlighting the uniqueness of their traditions. The winner will be announced at the culmination of the festival. Reckitt's Impactful Life Skills Program, Durex's The Birds and Bees Talk, TBBT, has returned as the official health partner of Northeast India's renowned Hornbill Festival for the third consecutive year. As the festival celebrates its milestone 25th edition, TBBT has launched Asia's first Consent Cafe, a pioneering initiative designed to spark meaningful conversations around consent, equity and healthy relationships. The TBBT Consent Cafe aims to provide an immersive space combining light, music and art to help attendees reflect on the meaning of consent and its role in fostering healthy connections. The cafe features 5 sensory installations, each symbolizing one of the core pillars of the Birds and Bees Talk: protection, awareness, consent, equity and inclusion. Visitors can place their fingers on the sensors and observe the light's pulse in rhythm with their heartbeat. Speaking to Media Persons Today, Director for External Affairs and Partnerships, Reckitt South Asia, Ravi Bhatnagar, highlighted the importance of the project, noting that it is crucial for young people to understand the difference between good touch and bad touch and to stay informed about their surroundings. He said they have started the project in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya, Arunachal and taking it further to other states with Chandigarh this year. The director revealed that they are currently working on extending consent-focused gatherings to a total of 10 states across India. Day 2 of the 25th Hornbill Festival at Naga Heritage Village, Kisama, witnessed a thrilling display of strength and skill as Kelhu Dilie from the Angami tribe emerged victorious in the traditional shot put competition. Organized by the Nagaland State Department of Youth Resources and Sports, the competition tested participants' prowess from each Naga tribes with a 10 kg stone. Kelhu Dilie secured the top position with an impressive throw of 15.8 feet, earning a cash prize of 7,000 rupees. In a closely contested event, defending champion Likho Sangma from the Garo community narrowly missed retaining his title, settling for second place with a 15.7-foot throw and a prize of 5,000 rupees. Kaiser from the Chang tribe claimed third place with a throw of 14.9 feet, taking home 3,000 rupees. The Hornbill Festival would continue to celebrate traditional sports with the much-anticipated stilt bamboo race set to take place tomorrow. Open to tribal participants and tourists, the winners of this unique event in both the categories will be awarded cash prizes. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland government holds roundtable conference with partner countries and states of 25th Hornbill Festival. India head of Welsh government, Michelle Thieker, urges for preservation and strengthening of bond between Nagas and Welsh people. Commissioner and Secretary Anoop Khinchi says every possible effort to be provided for development of medicinal plants in Nagaland, and Assam State Foundation Day celebrated at Rajbhavan Kohima under Ek Bharat Shreshtha Bharat initiative. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.